This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
A video of Stefan Diggs has gotten a lot of traction in the last 24 hours or so. He's on a boat having a good time, but the question comes in as to a certain substance that people are guessing what is and isn't. Is this something that the team has to look into?
Well, it's something that we're aware of, and obviously we want to make great decisions on and off the field. And we're hoping that with our time here on the field today, and that when we don't have a script and we're on the call-up periods, that we're making great decisions. And so the message will be the same for all our players, that we're trying to make great decisions. And any conversations that I've had with Stefan will remain between him and I and the club.
Have you talked to him since the video?
I talk to our players every single day, the ones that are here and the ones that aren't.
Are you expecting him to practice today, Mike?
Not if he's not here.
So he's not here?
You guys will find out in a minute. But no.
Now, again, these songs just come out of left field today.
Pretty great.
I don't even know what the insinuation is.
You just got little CeCe Keefe's attention with this one. I'll tell you that much.
Tell you what.
She can sing the whole thing.
I like, I like the Chapel Roan. I do.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Mike Vrabel discussing Steph Diggs yesterday. The video is really turned into something where, yeah, I think we can all agree. Let's all agree to acknowledge that Diggs is off to a bad start. It might not mean anything.
Right. But if it's a Rotten Tomatoes score of good or bad, to make it good.
It's binary now. He's off to a good start or a bad start.
Oh, if you're going to pin me down, I would say
he's off to a bad start, is what he's off to.
Yeah.
And it's not just with the Patriots. His absence yesterday, I would add on to this. We said this before Vrabel even talked about it, and we knew he wasn't going to be at OTAs. I'm like, if he's partying it up on a boat on Memorial Day weekend, with whatever he's doing on the boat, whatever he's handing out on the boat.
The Giants haven't won a game since the Odell Beckham boat video. Right? Is it like their record? Like 10-100 since Odell Beckham was on a boat?
Something like that. Was that leading up to a playoff game?
I think it was a bye week in a playoff. I don't think they've won a playoff game since either.
I mean, they certainly haven't won a playoff game. And obviously, and they made the playoffs, 2 years ago? But like they've been horrible since.
I mean, I said this at the time. You know who used to go out on their boat on a bye week? Belichick, but that's okay. Don't worry about it.
His newly named boat. Thank you very much.
That's true. People really lost their minds with Odell Beckham when Billy used to take the thing out all the time. Regardless, neither here nor there. He's not off to a great start. He's partying it up with the girls on the boat, good suggestion by the Twitch chat earlier. I think this is Dark and Stormy Nights.
Yeah.
Perhaps one of the one of the gals in the video, nominee for, we don't have a Haas of the Week yet.
We don't have, oh, well, at least the nominee. Can they win it together, the two that were pressed against each other?
Oh, you're talking about those two.
Yeah, yeah.
I was talking about the ones referring to Steph Diggs as daddy. There was,
oh,
there was one Haasier one.
I'm not here to...
We're giving her an award, Keith. I'm not shaming anything.
There was also two beautiful women who
The Razzies are an award too.
There was two like beautiful women that were kind of like buns to buns, and they were kind of doing it looked like a mirror, but it wasn't a mirror. There's two separate women.
So I heard, yeah.
Both nominees.
Okay.
Could they win it together? Have we ever had like co-hosses of the week?
I don't know.
Yeah. First time for everything.
There was a lot of instances on that boat yesterday. Yeah. Or at least we saw the video yesterday, played the video yesterday.
Sure.
I guess it happened over the weekend. So it's a big deal to Cardi B, it turns out, Keith.
Well, is it?
The girlfriend?
Yeah, I think so.
Are they official?
They're at the Met Gala together. They're at the Knicks game together. I'm pretty sure they're together.
Okay. I'm reading here from the Daily Mail
Sport.
They were
on this boat together.
Yes. She was there, yes.
Yeah.
I'm reading here from the Daily Mail Sport. Don't rip apart the source before we read the story.
Daily Mail
Don't you
Sport.
Dare. Don't you dare. I've been teasing this for half an hour.
I'm
Don't
sure
you dare.
It's great. Go
Don't
ahead.
Don't you dare.
I want to hear it.
The Daily Mail Sport.
Great. Although, yeah, no, whatever. Just go ahead. Read it.
Okay, I will. The viral video captured on Monday showed Diggs lounging shirtless on the boat, chatting with three women, all dressed in bikinis, who called him daddy. I think we could nominate one for Haas of the Week if you want.
Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat.
Yes,
Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat. Real quick.
Yeah.
Just how do you think this video got out?
Great question.
We don't really know the source of that, right?
Well, it seems like there were a lot of
people on the boat.
A lot of people on the boat. I imagine.
Witnesses.
One of them.
Phones. But they just like, I'm going to put this out there. This is great. This is good content. I'm a content creator.
Maybe they don't like how Steph Diggs is moving. Maybe there's some of Cardi B's people. They don't like what Steph Diggs is up to, and you're like, I'm going to blow up his spot.
So this is somebody versus Steph Diggs.
Could be.
And pro
Cardi
B.
Or maybe it's one of the other thirsty girls on the boat
okay.
who wants to break up Stephon Diggs and Cardi B so that she can get with Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat.
Or it could be a jealous dude that's like, he loves Cardi B, and he's like, I thought I had a chance.
Could be a jealous guy being like, that's my girlfriend that is now getting whatever's
but
in the baggie.
But do we know what the original...
From Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat.
What the original source was? Was it just one of these
Me?
Like...
No,
like a Dove Kleeman?
Oh,
wow. No, but where did it even start? Because everybody's picked it up since.
Hang on, good question.
What's the origin story of this video?
Let me go back to the complex story that I read from yesterday.
They might know.
They did such a wonderful job. No, but they linked right to videos in there. So who was the original source on
this? Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Is it Fear Buck?
So I'm looking at Fear.
Is it Fear Buck?
I'm looking at Fear Buck right now.
Is it Fear Buck?
Almost 1 million followers.
I think it's Fear Buck. Not impersonating anyone.
No.
Turn noties on. DM for submissions and credit.
I'm not turning the noties on. I don't need my phone blown
that's
up
Fear
every
Buck.
Time.
I think Fear Buck started
every
this.
Every time you have like a tweet that you want. It looks like you have nonstop tweets. I'm not going to turn my noties on for you.
Okay. So that's Fear Buck.
I mean, he's got 1 million tweets. Okay. I can't even find this video.
All right.
But it probably has quite a few views.
Towards the end of the clip, as we know, Diggs.
Oh, yeah. So he had a tweet. Well, I say he. Could be she.
Fear Buck. Okay.
Cardi B's new boyfriend, NFL star Stephon Diggs, is going viral for flirting with other women on the same boat Cardi B was on, eyeball emojis. And it's one video, and it is got 38 million views.
But other videos have leaked out.
Right.
Including the Twitch chat member, the Clappy Cheeks video.
It was a
separate video from the Fear Buck one. Yes.
But then this guy, so then there's, I'm tracing this back one step further. This is some on-air sleuthing. There's a Twitter account, which is at I'm about to tweet you.
Okay, I thought we were about to get our famous drop.
Okay. Nope. The bio says undefeated, never lost.
Okay.
Following zero people.
Nice.
Followed by 155.
That's a power move.
Joined in August of 2022.
Uh-huh.
So it's like a nothing account. So it's like a burner account.
Sure.
They tweeted the video and they tagged a bunch of accounts in it.
Including Fear Buck?
Correct. Yes.
Man.
Yes.
That's good stuff.
Uh-huh. So I don't know what any of that means, but do you believe this thing with Cardi B?
Well,
I don't
read
even know.
So towards the end of the clip, he produced a plastic bag, as we know, containing an unknown substance that one woman took from him, despite Cardi B also enjoying the party on board.
That's what I thought.
The I Like It hitmaker, that's how they refer to her.
She's a hitmaker.
Daily Mail Sport.
Right.
Was left seething by her NFL beau's antics, a source revealed to the Daily Mail. Quote, Cardi, for her part, whether she's there or not, doesn't want her man flirting with any ladies, the insider said.
Okay.
Girls will throw themselves on him all the time, but she wishes he wouldn't be a, I think I can say this, scumbag, and flirt back.
Oh, boy.
So girls are throwing themselves at him all the time.
Well, yeah, he's Steph Diggs.
And she wishes he wouldn't flirt back. Cardi has had her fair share of relationship issues.
Well, that's not fair. That doesn't need to be included by Daily Mail Sports.
That's what the source said. This is the source talking to the Daily Mail.
It's unnecessary.
And she doesn't want it to continue with Stefan. Oh. And now that the video went viral, she's really frustrated with him that he would allow it to happen, the source continued. He should know better. The fact he didn't realize what was going on around him is embarrassing, and she is mad at him, end quote.
Man. Maybe that's why he's not at OTAs.
Maybe he had to stay back and
put this fire out,
fix his relationship.
Yeah.
Maybe.
There are other videos, because there's a bunch of videos actually out from...
Oh, no, I've seen them.
No, not of her.
Oh.
I'm talking about on the
video. Of Diggs. Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant just Cardi B videos.
I've seen some of those, too.
I understand. Well, for work.
We're doing research for the
story
show.
On it. She's one of the wags.
Yeah.
No, but like from that boat, there's like the famous one with Diggs that everybody has seen like a zillion times. But then there's other angles of it too. And like she's there and having a great time. So like, I don't know. I take the Daily Mail with a grain of salt.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
You're shooting down a scoop.
Well, yeah.
You're shooting down a scoop. I
guess so. Track record on this?
Well,
what's the track record on Daily Mail?
I don't know.
50-50?
I don't
not
recall.
Even.
I believe the last
Daily
time
Mail
I,
Sport ever come up with anything?
The last time I believe I read from a Daily Mail story off the top of my head was when Udoka got fired. There were some good scoops in there from the Daily Mail on a an associate of Danny Ainge and Udoka.
Sure.
Yes. That's the last time I personally remember reading from
it.
I don't know their track record, though.
I don't think it's 100%.
Okay.
But what does it mean for Diggs?
Well, I think you brought up a good theory. Maybe that's part of why he stayed behind. I'm dealing with my relationship. I was here last week. Now I'm not.
I think you could spin this good news, bad news.
I don't really see how we're spinning the video into good news.
No. The to be continued with Cardi B. Either he's with her, everything's smoothed over, he's a happy guy,
or
they're apart. And now
him.
Now he's focused just on
football. Well, so here is what I think is the real story. As curious as I am about what was happening on the boat and how it leaked out and what's in the baggie and all these things. And again, we've been playing songs all day, just completely independent of this story. I'm bothered that he wasn't there yesterday. He should be there working out. And I know he wasn't the only absence, but he is rehabbing a significant injury from a year ago. And if you're a guy who is going to push through and try to get back to being what you were before the injury, I'd like you here. And so I am bothered by that. Is it the biggest deal in the world? No. But I would put it in that same bucket of he's just not off to a great start. I did like how Vrabel handled it, by the way.
Yeah, I thought so.
You didn't need to cut him on the spot.
We're aware of it, right? You're not
brushing it under the rug.
You're not dumb or playing dumb, right? Because sometimes, like, these guys, of course, are aware of it, but you're not doing the thing like, well, I don't know what you're talking about or whatever. So you admit to what's going on, and I'm sure he's already talked to him, and he's not going to get into the details of that. Because I wonder if part of them was thinking that Steph Diggs might actually be a part of, like, the new leadership of the team. And you're like, well, how could he be? Like, well, he's a captain everywhere he's been. They have all new guys coming to this team. They're like bringing back some of the young guys who probably aren't ready for that role. If you look at the receiver room, not that you need a captain for every position group, but if you look at the receiver room, it's a bunch of young guys who all last year were a mess. Now, maybe Mac Hollins can provide some sort of like veteran type of guy, I guess. But like, I don't know. They're probably looking to Steph Diggs. And like the first, we're not even at June yet. And Vrabel has to answer questions about a video that he's in that may or may not involve
pink
cocaine.
But I like that he acknowledged it. And I like that he said, we're aware of it. I've talked to Stefan. We want to make good decisions on and off the field. And I think the message there is very clear. He's not happy with Diggs. And I like that he made that clear. Because I have no idea how Mayo would have handled this a year ago. I do know how Bill would have handled it.
Right.
We were here with Bill for 20-plus years. Bill would have snorted in people's face, and no pun intended. And ignored everything going on.
Yeah.
So that's what Bill would have done. Vrabel had a mini Mayo moment yesterday.
But it was funny, though.
I think Mayo thought he was joking around half the time.
You guys will find out in a minute. But no.
That's a mini Mayo
that's
moment.
That's awesome.
But I do like how he handled it. And I thought Phil Perry, this is on the Pats Talk podcast, he and Tommy Curran were talking about Vrabel's handling of this. And I think Phil kind of nailed it. It was the right message. Mm. This is, again, Phil.
On I think the messaging for Vrabel, both to his team privately and with us, is important. Because if you are trying to establish a culture here, and you're going to rid the building of entitlement, right? That was his line during his opening press conference. It doesn't mean that anytime somebody does something off the field you don't like, that you've got to release them. But you do have to make some kind of statement to let everybody know what the standard is and what it is you're looking for and not looking for, what's acceptable and not acceptable.
You guys will find out in a minute. But no.
No, I'm definitely not releasing them by any stretch. Also, if you take it one step further and you just look at Steph Diggs right now, are you more worried about his knee or his boat behavior?
I mean, I'm not worried about the boat behavior.
No, but I'm saying, but again, pick one or the other.
And I wonder if that was a factor in other stops. Like, I don't remember reading anything about that.
Like, more likely to prevent a great season is the injury.
Always.
To me.
Always. Yeah. That's always been the reason that I didn't really want to sign him in the offseason was all about the injury. It wasn't about wearing out his welcome with quarterbacks and teams, which is well documented. And I think continued last year in Houston. They want nothing to do with him.
This isn't like taking...
It's about the knee. I agree.
Right.
So people are saying, oh, well, it's voluntary. Aren't the workouts voluntary? They're voluntary.
They are.
Well, of course they're voluntary, but he's rehabbing a significant injury, and I'd imagine you want him working with your team doctors and not working out on his own. And so, yeah, it's voluntary, but I'd still expect him to be there.
The other thing we don't know...
I think Vrabel expected him to be there.
The other thing we don't know the answer to, Vrabel would know the answer, and I wouldn't expect him to let the public know, but was this the plan all along? Like, last week, OTAs are coming up.
We'll check on you.
Yeah, does Vrabel have an idea of, like, who's going to be there and who's not? Does this boat thing have any impact on what, like, was he planning on going and then he's like, I'm not? Or, well, like, was this already made up?
I don't know the answer, but either. My guess is listening to Vrabel, this wasn't planned.
Him not being there?
Yeah.
See, I don't know.
He didn't sound happy with him.
Yeah. So, was this Monday that he was on the boat? Was it Memorial Day? Monday
it was
or
Memorial
weekend,
Day weekend. Though. I don't know the exact day.
I mean, he can get back. Maybe he was on that plane with the pigeons, and it got delayed. And he,
guys, I was on a flight from Minnesota to Madison, and there were pigeons, and I got delayed. This is a good text, 617-779-7937. Guys, I think we're all overreacting to the Diggs video. You can clearly tell he's on a recruiting trip. The one on the right is clearly a left guard candidate.
Come on. Well, Haas of the Week candidate, too. I don't think he's recruiting left guards, if that's what the guy's saying.
Well, no, I think he was recruiting for sure. I don't know if it was a left
He might
guard.
Be recruiting. I think he's always, he's like John Calipari. Yep. He's like always recruiting.
I like this one too. Unlike Jones, who married the first girl who ever kissed him, guys like Diggs do not limit themselves to one woman, even if that woman is Cardi B.
Well, maybe he's settling down. Maybe at some point he is deciding to say, you know what? I'm a one woman man.
As long as she's okay with it, yeah. It's their relationship. Doesn't sound like she's okay with it. But again, that's consider the source, the Daily Mail Sport.
Is it Mr. and Mrs. Make It Happen on a Boat?
Mm.
Maybe she's like, I'm ready to make that commitment too. Who's to say?
Yeah, it's almost like a Lifetime movie.
It is.
Romantic is what it is. I'd watch it too.
Definitely.
Mr. and Mrs. Make It Happen on a Boat.
Uh-huh.
Actually sounds more like a Cinemax movie. It's actually more what that sounds like.
True.
I'd watch it either way. Do you think this is the first real test for Vrabel?
So I feel like there hasn't been too many things. The Joe Milton trade.
You brought that up earlier. That's a good one. Like, that might have been a minor thing that he just brushed out of the way.
Yeah, I mean, he moved on from that, but it was just sort of like, why are you doing that? Like, you need a backup quarterback. You just drafted the guy. He played well in the last game. I know you weren't there for that, but that was just sort of curious. And we were wondering, like, did Drake May have something to do with that? That was the first thing, because everything else was about the draft, pretty much, because they had a pretty good free agency. Now, there's definitely a few guys that we wanted that they didn't get, but overall, they did spend money. They drafted for need, it seemed like, but they also had a few picks that I certainly liked, that you liked. So,
yeah,
I think this far, like, nothing else would have gone into the conversation of, like, discipline. And I don't know if he's going to necessarily discipline Diggs, but, like, this is the first time that's even on the table.
Well, I heard Breer suggest on TV last night the league is going to look into it. So that doesn't mean he'll be disciplined by the league, but the video is big enough where I think it's very hard to prove, A, what was in the bag, if anything, B, if Diggs was ingesting any of it. Like, I think a lot of that's very difficult to prove.
It's very strange, too.
But like, Breer is confident the league's going to look at it.
But the league is also, like, unless I'm missing something, it's kind of hard to keep up with.
Oh yeah,
what gets punished, what doesn't? Like,
yes.
So the Jabril Peppers situation last year, they were really focusing on the potential domestic incident, and he goes on the commissioner's exempt list. But also in that story, he's like, "Yeah, I had cocaine," and they're like, "Okay," And then they're like, all right, you're cleared and you're playing. It's like, but he admitted to the cocaine.
It wasn't pink cocaine.
I don't think real cocaine.
Maybe that was the difference.
Oh, what's in the box?
Pink cocaine, which as cocaine. We learned yesterday, may not actually be.
It's in fact not cocaine.
Methamphetamine.
It's a lot of other things.
MDMA.
It's a hodgepodge.
Ketamine. A lot of your means. Caffeine.
Caffeine.
Could be.
I'm all hopped up on that right now myself.
A mixture of all of the above. Well, you got to get ready for the road show, Keith.
Road show tonight.
Makes sense. Late night for us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Going to be out at the Landing in Newport tonight. 7:30 to 9:30. We're going to be at the Lobster Bar in Newport tomorrow.
Sick brag, bro.
Thank you. I feel we've been doing quite a bit of bragging about it. So we'll be following the Greg Hill Road Show tomorrow. It is a Greg Hill Show, Road Show, After Show with Jones and Keefe tomorrow at 10 at the Lobster Bar in Newport. We'll see you there. We do have Alex Cora joining WEEI Afternoons today at 2:15.
Hopefully he didn't hear our plans for the season.
Yeah, hopefully it was earmuffs on the plans.
Hot seat.
Hopefully,
that's fine.
Hopefully he, actually shows up today. But anyway, WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. You got the manager at 2:15. We'll get you the clip du jour, and it's time for Grab Bag.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic
salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for grab bag. It's time for grab bag.
Oh yes, certainly it is. Time for grab bag on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And let's start the grab bag by saying congratulations to my guy, Brad Marchand, going to the Cup final. Panthers beat the Hurricanes 5-3. They win the series in five games. Marchand's been almost a point per game guy in the playoffs. He gets 14 points in 17 games. But the Florida Panthers make quick work of the Hurricanes and go back to the Cup final.
They do. Yeah. It looks like we're ticketed for a rematch, too. I don't want to jump the gun. It is hockey. You see comebacks all the time.
Get ahead of ourselves.
But it looks like we're ticketed for a rematch. Third straight trip for Florida there. And Marchand back in the Cup final. Yeah. Congratulations
where
to
he belongs.
One of our favorites on this program.
Last time he was in the Cup final, he failed to get off the ice in a proper time. Cost the team the series.
He's been to three of these. He did win one.
He's
lost the last two.
Right.
So something's got to get.
That's true. You mentioned the Oilers up 3-1 over the Stars. They'll play Game 5 tonight at 8 o'clock in Dallas. Some bad news for the Oilers, as it looks like Zach Hyman likely done for the year.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. This is a good point by the Twitch chat, though. Yeah. Keith, you should get some time with the Cup for the motivation you provided to Marchand.
Agreed.
Now, I mean, Marchand's still got a he's still got a place here, I'd imagine, right?
So yeah.
If he brings the Cup out and about in town, like maybe
this may sound crazy.
Maybe you could get on board with it.
I think I would turn it down.
This is how you lose a job very quickly. The fact he's going to have a job after
Marchand
this.
Marchand says,
it's got nothing to do with Brad.
I want to break bread.
Angry Brad. It's got nothing to do with him. No.
I want to reach across the aisle and settle our differences.
This isn't even about Brad.
Which is an analogy to really what we're going to do tonight with the Greg Hill Show and Courtney there. So we could settle some differences and you would decline.
And it's got nothing to do with
that.
It's got nothing to do with that
That's
guy
what you're
who hated me. Maybe still hates me.
Probably.
Then went to his photo roll to prove how wrong I was by finding old pictures of him and Pastrnak.
Yes, of course, yeah. As one does.
As the Bruins also did as well. So there's nothing to see there. No, if you have the day with the Cup, I think the creepy guy with the gloves has to go with it.
You're afraid of that
I can't
guy.
Let him in my house.
No. That's that. Well, I don't know how all of a sudden the Cup's at your house. You're just where you were
it's
invited.
My day with the Cup, you said.
No, I thought you were going to... I thought you were going to leech on to Brad's day with the
Cup. No, I
you get
day.
Your own day with the Cup?
I'd take it to Worcester, where I was born. I'd go back up to New Hampshire with it.
Yeah.
Really drive it around.
We could go to Worcester.
Popcorn stand?
Yeah.
Popcorn stand across town. Yeah.
We could go to Worcester and bring Roman Anthony back with it.
We'll take Roman Anthony.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
That's right, Roman.
Once there was this grab bag.
All right, the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to the NBA Finals.
Oh, yeah.
Thunder blow out the T-Wolves. So Thunder Wolves, not as exciting as Thunder Nuggets.
No.
Thunder Wolves was a bust.
Thunder Nuggets was a much stronger series.
Thunder Wolves ended in five. Last night's final was 124-94.
Yeah.
It was 26-9. After the first quarter.
Oh, so I flipped it on late.
9.
I didn't turn it on until it was like 74-40 something, and I was like, oh, this thing's over. I flipped into that late. I didn't realize it was that much of a beatdown right from the start.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, Oklahoma City, they didn't start the postseason great, but they feel like they're locked in. They have the MVP. They won 68 games, one of the best scoring differentials in basketball history. I mean, they're going to... We're going to talk about them this offseason like we talked about the Celtics last offseason. Yep. I think they have a much better chance. We know the Celtics didn't, so maybe it's easy to say. They're set up to repeat. We thought the Celtics were.
I thought the Celtics were.
They actually are.
And they have more guys in their prime than the Celtics
and they have more ways to improve their team. I mean, they could trade a bunch of draft picks to improve their team if they wanted to.
And they're still not paying like Chet Holmgren money. Like they haven't hit that point where they're all in like supermaxes or anything like that. But, yeah, OKC moves on. Also, not to jinx it, but I'm about to jinx it. Three straight Sportsbook Rhode Island Rich Keefe's picks of the week.
I saw this. I woke up today and I saw the money bags gift. You're on a heater.
It was like plus 600 for
no doubt. Bro.
Meanwhile, I can't win a straight Trevor Story bet. For God's sakes,
on that one. It should count.
Wait, that should count. Once it goes to extra innings, your bet should be locked in.
I was worried about it last night because I was watching that game and I was like, they're up too much. They're
going to
pull
SGA. Play enough. Yeah.
SGA hit the points and assists by a half.
Nice.
It was 33.5, 7.5. He went 34.8. Oh, it was wild.
You don't want to live it in real time, but no. When it hits, what a thrill.
And then the -8.5 for the Thunder really was never in jeopardy. That was a safe one.
Look, you got to check a box early in these parlays, and that was one you checked.
Tonight, Knicks Pacers. Does the series end tonight? It is game 5 with Indiana up 3-1.
Yeah, I think I'm officially wave the white flag on New York. Yeah.
Ben Stiller, Timothy Chalamet, and the Knicks. They are 4.5-point favorites, though, in this must-win game.
Yeah, well, Knicks fans are now at a similar point where Celtics fans were, down 3-1. But, like, if they win tonight, they're going to be all in and fully on board and thinking they have a
real
chance.
Except they got to go back to Indiana for game 6, so lose. And Halliburton's dad's allowed to go again.
The Celtics had to go back to New York. So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the Celtics were down Tatum, I guess. But, yeah
they similar, lost by
a similar boat.
Grab bag.
Now, Keith, you were promised something from Korn at the road show tonight.
Yeah, caller earlier today, Alan, from kind of parts unknown. He mentioned like 3 different places.
Well, he said he presented himself as Alan from Nashville. He's called in the past, but he said that's actually a lie. He's actually in New York and Rhode Island, I think.
He lied about Nashville.
So he's going to be out at the landing tonight. But
if you were to lie about any location you were from, what place would it be?
Ooh, like where would you I pretend like, I was from?
So if you called in, you're like, hey, this is Jones.
Yeah, somewhere
from...
cool, like Monaco or something like that.
Copenhagen.
Yeah, exactly.
Call from Copenhagen?
Yeah. But you, I have a sports thing. You're getting a gift later tonight, but did you already...
A Korn gift.
Did you already receive a gift?
Oh, actually, we have an update. Terp's going to put this out on Twitter and Instagram. Okay. So I checked the mailroom today.
Should I not spoil this?
Save it.
Okay.
Save it. I've been waiting desperately for my City Connect jersey, which may have been lost in the mail. Or I don't know what happened there. Uh-huh. Still waiting for it. Went up today, didn't get anything. Then all of a sudden, Billy walks in with a package with my name on it. And so we did an unboxing.
Oh, good.
You'll have to find out what it is. I don't want to spoil it.
But you did. Okay. You have, it's a big day for you.
But if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you know
I believe that video is up now.
Oh, it's up right now. You will know that I'm not wearing a City Connect jersey. So it's not that.
Well,
you know what they're starting to talk about in New York, and if they haven't been already, is Juan Soto. Stinks.
Yeah, no, he's getting the back page treatment on the post consistently.
When they played against the Red Sox, it was all about him not hustling. Like, he, like, hit a wall ball single and stuff like that. But do you know he is hitting .224 on the season? He does have 8 home runs, but only 25 RBI and an OPS. And for a guy that walks all the time, .745. Which I think he made $765, right? $765 million?
That might be, that's true. Yeah. That might be Trevor Story and Christian Campbell for the last month combined.
Yeah.
But yeah, that, for him, that's horrendous. Yeah.
Still higher.
Yeah.
He's 0 for his last 14, I believe it is. Ugh. And like his manager was like, well, no, I mean, he didn't hit the ball in the infield, but he's like, he had a good lower half yesterday. Like, he's making up all these crazy.
That was like Cora early in the Devers.
True.
He's like, you just got to straighten it out. Remember that?
Yeah.
He just got to hit him straight.
No, he had a good foul ball.
Yeah, which in fairness to Cora, we've been very critical of Cora today. You can catch him on afternoons at 2:15. But I mean, Cora was right about that one. Touche. Yeah.
37. My girlfriend's grabbed 37 bags.
In a row?
The NFL announced that the Patriots' 3rd preseason game will be a nationally televised game.
Hell yeah.
They'll be at MetLife Stadium to take on the Giants. It'll kick off at 8 p.m. on Amazon. On August 21st.
So their nationally televised games, including the preseason now, are the Giants, the Jets, the Bills.
The Giants again.
Just all of New York.
And the Giants again. Yeah, you're right.
Two Giants primetime games.
They love that matchup.
Wow.
The Bill Bowl.
Grab bag.
The Revolution. Who did send me a uniform, and you as well.
Mine's...
I'm wearing my kit today.
Mine's sitting in the drawer.
Yeah, it's a nice jersey.
Yeah, it was lovely.
They played last night against DC United.
How'd they do?
They played a 1-1 draw.
Nice.
So, you know, could have been better, could have been worse.
Channeling their inner Red Sox with one whole point there.
Could have been a little bit better, could have been a little bit worse.
Nice.
That's like a...
You gotta fight for your right to grab back.
This is pretty good news for all the creeps and sickos out there listening to this show. Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, I got your attention, didn't I?
Okay, sorry. Hello. I was zoned out there.
Yeah, why don't you pay attention?
Hello.
Sydney Sweeney, the star of such films as Madam Web.
The goat!
Go on.
Maybe the goat.
Yeah, it might be.
She has decided to sell her bathwater in the form of soap. So it's not, you can't just get like a glass of it.
Right.
But they're going to take her bathwater.
Honestly, that sentence progressively got worse because I'm like, bathwater, yeah.
Sold.
Soap?
Why would you do it?
What I need? Paltrow candle or this?
Well, I'm burning the candle while I wash myself. Can we convert that bath water into toothpaste?
Yeah,
yeah, probably.
Yeah, once you boil that down, I'd imagine. Why not just sell the bathwater?
I don't understand. You'd make a small fortune selling the bathwater.
Well, now I'm rubbing it all over myself, I guess. Is that why?
Just pour it on yours over.
Like, cooking my spaghetti in it.
Like, and it's gone.
I mean, look, if she wasn't...
What are these creepos? What are they doing with it?
If she wasn't the goat before this, she's
the goat.
She's rocketing into goat status.
No,
yeah.
She's the goat. She's great in, like, every movie that she's in. She's great in that... you watch Euphoria, the show?
No.
With her and Zendaya? It's a great show.
Mm.
I don't think it's coming back.
But what are the people doing with her bathwater soap? It's a good question.
Be specific. If you are one of these guys out there... Please let us know what you're doing with the...
Yeah. Can we get that sent to us before the jerseys?
We're way more likely to get Sydney Sweeney bath water soap than we are a City Connect at this point. We got to find out what the rate is.
The rate on which? On the City Connect or on the
No,
soap?
The City Connect, we already know.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, there's a proof. Like, you need proof that it's her bath water. Otherwise, it's a waste of money, isn't it?
Yeah, you do.
Could be anybody's bath water.
Sure.
I mean, make sure she's in it. For how long? What was the temperature?
Yeah, right. Did she just like dip a toe in, or was she like
really at that?
Was she really in it?
Was she really in it?
Get her. Okay.
Turn on the radio and you'll see two radio hosts playing grab ass. Grab bags make the sports game fun for each and every one.
Yeah. All right. It is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Yeah, for
and
sure.
I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Best NBA performer from last night, Jones. Was it Alex Caruso? 8 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists.
I almost bet the over 8.5. I'm happy I didn't. Not him.
Was it Jalen Williams? All NBA, he's Jalen Williams. 19, 8, and 5.
I like J-Dub, not him.
Was it Julius Randle?
No.
24, 5, and 3. With it, Stickman, Chet Holmgren, 22 points, 7 rebounds, 0 assists. Or was it Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 34, 7, and 8?
In honor of your bet, Keith, let's make it SGA.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. What do we got?
You can grab my back. Grab my back. My back. You can grab my back.
Let's take a look at the best baseball performer from last night. Was it old friend Andrew Benintendi? 3 for 5, a home run, 4 RBI, 2 runs scored.
Hmm.
Was it Agustin Ramirez? 4 for 5, a dong, 4 RBI, 2 runs scored.
Is he a Marlin? He's a Marlin.
Yeah,
right?
Marlin.
Yeah.
Marlin,
yeah.
Good one. Was it Gavin Sheets? 2 for 3 with a home run, 3 RBI, 2 runs scored. Was it Drew Rasmussen, 6 scoreless innings with 5 Ks? Or was it the birthday boy, Paul Skeens?
Oh, yeah.
6 2/3 scoreless, 7 Ks. No walks.
Yeah, a 10-1 win against the Snakes?
Yeah, they beat the Snakes.
Give me Paul Skeens.
Today's his birthday, not yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Just to be clear.
Just,
I know people,
for accuracy.
They'll get on me for that. Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, I feel like this is going to be an easy one.
Okay.
All right?
Sure.
So I'm already ready to go.
All right, finger on the button over there.
Because the Red Sox aren't playing anybody, it's...
we've had him before.
Truly random.
We may have had him before. That's fair, Nick.
Mm.
I'll wear that. That's fair. We may have had this guy twice. He is a former player. He's not currently active in the big leagues.
No, yeah.
He is a one-time All-Star. Also his birthday today.
Wow.
So shout out to him.
Okay. It's not Paul Skeens.
Nope. He's 35,
okay.
But he's not playing anymore.
Okay.
What happened? He is a former closer.
Oh, yeah.
He pitched for 5 teams.
Okay.
Cardinals, Royals, Nationals, Tigers, Padres.
We have had Chad Cordero before. Is it Chad Cordero?
That's not Chad Cordero. Okay.
Jason Isringhausen.
No, good one.
Cardinals closers. Cardinals closers.
Broke into the majors in 2012. His last game was 2020, so maybe COVID did him in. Maybe he's like, forget this.
Could be.
No fans. I'm out.
Okay.
Celebrating his birthday. He was an all-star in
Was he an all-star?
Not Jordan Hicks. Good guess.
What team was he an all-star for?
St. Louis Cardinals in 2015. All-star. He had 48 saves.
Okay. he had to have, he broke in 2012, so he must have pitched against the Red Sox in that World Series in 2013, right?
Yes.
Come on. Let's think. Who was that?
He was never a Rule Aids Relief Man of the Year, but.
Oh, wait, did he only close? Actually, this the guy I'm thinking of is still pitching.
I think so. He had a 45 and a 48 save season, and then pretty much, that was pretty much it. And then when he left St. Louis, I think he was probably more of like a setup guy.
He put too much pressure on by saying it's a gimme. He's like, it's so easy.
Thought it was.
Too much pressure.
Let's see. The text line, or Twitch has it. Twitch has it.
When was he with the Padres?
What year was he with the Padres? 2020.
That was COVID. It ended.
Yeah.
It
he nice. Didn't
I
pitch.
Thought, I thought it was like 19.
He did not pitch
it.
Much. I mean,
I'm breaking and looking.
Oh, I did. I had a lot of shares of this guy.
Yeah. Trevor Rosenthal.
He got it.
Text line also. A lot of people got that. You were right. It was
Rosenthal.
Easy. Not easy for us, but it was easy for a lot of the listeners out there. Trevor Rosenthal definitely pitched against them in the, well, I shouldn't say definitely. I believe pitched against them in the 2013 World
Series.
Yeah,
that sounds right.
We were all around it, Billy. All around it. So there you go. Random ball player of the day each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. Alex Cora, random player. He's going to join WEEI Afternoons at 2:15. You'll hear from the manager with a whole lot of stuff going on around the Red Sox. You'll hear from the manager coming up, again, about a half an hour from now. Stay tuned. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Ted. And we have the clip du jour next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, back here at Jones and Keith WEEI. It is time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds wonderful. What's the clip du jour?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, we are getting ourselves prepared for a road show. We're going to be down in Newport tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah, we're going to be at the Landing tonight. And apparently, I'm going to have a gift waiting for me.
Yeah.
That's right.
Get excited. Alan is in Nashville, but says he's got something for us tonight. Go ahead, Alan.
Which one of you is the corn fan?
I am.
That's Keith.
I am a huge fan of corn. I think we're all fans of corn. But
you gotta touch so Towns a song over? What are you going to do?
No, I have something very special for you tonight. Just wanted to confirm you're going to be there.
I'll be there.
Before I brought it. It's not huge. It'll fit in a small bag.
Same.
So it's something very special from corn. I worked with them while I was at Epic. So
okay.
I'm going to bring you something nice.
Wow.
Yeah, I appreciate Alan.
Alan, I didn't realize you're in the music industry.
I love that.
Is that why you're in Nashville?
Yeah, well, that's a lie. I'm actually in New York and Rhode Island, but...
Wait, what's a lie? You were in the music industry?
Okay, what? Wait, well, I'm just confused now. What's the lie?
I am getting a gift.
No, you're... So Keith's getting a gift. Great. You're not getting anything.
That's fine.
I've been in the music industry for 33 years. And I'm bringing Keith a corn gift. If you have a favorite band, let me know. Maybe I'll find another gift for you.
Okay, great. What a generous.
I'll be the one with the fresh haircut.
What a generous man. Horse.
I'll be the one dressed like my wife dressed me.
Because she did.
What a wild twist and turns that was. That was exciting the whole time.
I thought he had lied to us about being in the music industry for 33 years. No, he just lies about calling from Nashville.
Yeah,
well, that's a lie.
I like that. Like that's the lie. Like you call into a radio station, you give them your real name, lie about where you are. You're gonna choose a place out of state.
Can I hear that one more time?
Which one?
What did Alan say one more time, Nick? Just refresh my memory.
Yeah, well, that's a lie.
Oh, is that gonna be Cora to you guys about Garrett Crochet on afternoons today?
So we're going there. Yeah, 2:15. Alex Cora slightly delayed. He was gonna be early this week, then he ends up being late this week. But yeah, we need to. Kind of figure out what happened with Crochet. That'll be on the table. I think there's other bigger fish to also
there's
fry.
There's plenty of stuff to
on
talk
the table.
About.
Like
there's a lot to talk to him about. Yeah,
yeah,
that's true.
The big picture of his future with the franchise. There's a lot of people very critical. I believe I heard a couple 60-second plans that one was out immediately. One was out by the All-Star break.
He's got a month and a half.
Okay,
he's on notice.
So the seat is
hot seat.
Warm
I don't even tell him. Like, your seat's hot. Yeah.
And we had Will Fleming during the broadcast yesterday. Projecting today to be a big day, and so far we got nothing. I mean, the big day is going to be on WEEI Afternoons. That's
always
cool.
Big. Yeah.
I heard Breslow today. I wasn't very optimistic about moves.
No.
We asked Bradful about it, but yeah, maybe Cora will give you guys.
The Roman Anthony thing that felt obvious after the game yesterday. Felt like everybody
like
was like,
no-brainer.
It's got to be now. Now's the time. You get a day off, get him on the flight, meet him in Atlanta, get ready. My guy Ted Johnson was like, everybody else, go out, get drunk, have a great night, put all the past behind.
No.
Now it doesn't
you
feel
guys
like.
You guys will find out in a minute.
No.
We're not calling him up at all. We're back to Keith and I are back to having to go get him now, it sounds like, because they're not going to call him up on their own.
Yeah, it doesn't feel that way. And I said this yesterday in the abbreviated WEEI Afternoons after the yucky loss
Tough game again.
Yeah. I'm ready to just go all in on the youth movement. If you want my less than 60-second plan, all the young guys play, and they play in the same damn spot.
That's a good
Stop
idea.
Stop moving them around.
Give them a position.
No Christian Campbell playing second but practicing first. No David Hamilton playing third for the first time so he doesn't know how to go around the horn when there's a strikeout. None of this crap. Let everybody settle in, and you already suck with what you're doing now.
Correct.
So can it be any worse? What's the downside?
No, definitely
can't be worse. You continue to suck.
All right, you're playing. Your time's up.
The upside is fun.
All right, there's
so, do you have any questions?
Andy
and I'll
Hart's
reword
playing.
Them in with a better tone, especially for Rich.
Whose call is it for when Roman Anthony gets called up?
Perfect.
Who's preventing him from being up here?
Yeah.
Whose call is it?
Whose call is it?
who's preventing is a lot more tone. That's why they hate
whose call is it? Are you actively trying to get fired? How's that one?
Yeah, we probably know.
Yeah, okay.
No. I mean, job security has to come up.
You said you were going
to
dress it up.
I mean, isn't it easy to say, though, like, this is honest. When teams underachieve, generally there's shake-up or scapegoats.
Yeah.
In all of sports.
100%.
Every sport, every level, and they thought they were a good baseball team that was definitely going to make the playoffs. Looking like they're definitely not going to make the playoffs, something's got to give.
Something's got to give. All right. You got WEEI Afternoons. Alex Cora, and I can't emphasize this enough, is scheduled for 2:15.
That's Tone.
With Hart.
He'll be there.
And Fitzy.
He misses one show.
And Ted. We will be in Newport tonight at The Landing. 7:30 to 9:30.
Cool
Thank
Kid
you.
Radio in Newport. WEEI Afternoons is just here on the radio.
And we a new will, corn gift.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Gift. Stick around for the unboxing tonight.
You're going to be violated tonight.
Maybe. What if he's like, I got to give it to you outside? Actually, yeah, down this way.
No, this,
like,
take
it
right.
In that van.
This van.
Yeah, I'll be like, yeah, Keith, go with
Can
it.
You smell this here. Sock? Does this smell funny to
it
you?
It does.
We're at the Lobster Bar tomorrow.
Little cornhole
in
trick.
Newport. Greg Hill Show, Road Show, After Show.
I'll have
with
my location
Jones
on my phone.
We'll so they'll see. Find the body.
We'll see you there. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10. Stay tuned for WEEI After News.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.